This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Justice Department said Monday it would work towards providing families of victims of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks with more information about events leading up to the attacks as part of a federal lawsuit that aims to hold the Saudi government accountable. It follows longstanding criticism from relatives of those killed that the U.S. government is withholding crucial details from them in the name of national security. Almost 2,000 families, victims, and first responders objected in a letter last week to President Joe Biden's attendance at September 11th memorial events if key documents remain classified. A long-running lawsuit accusing Saudi Arabia of being complicit in the attacks advanced significantly this year with the questioning under oath of former Saudi officials. The Saudi government has long denied any connection to the attacks that killed thousands of Americans when four planes were hijacked and two crashed into New York skyscrapers. U.S. officials have investigated ties between Saudi nationals and some of the airplane hijackers, but have not established that the Saudi government was directly involved. Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in the United States are at a six-month high, fueled by the rapid spread of the Delta variant across the country. Nationwide, COVID-19 cases have averaged 100,000 for 3 days in a row, up 35% over the past week, according to a Reuters tally of public health data. Louisiana, Florida, and Arkansas reported the most new cases in the past week based on population. Hospitalizations rose 40%, and deaths, a lagging indicator, registered an 18% uptick in the past week. This is VOA News. Long delays were reported at the border on Monday as Canada finally opened to fully vaccinated American tourists for the first time in 16 months, causing a rush of travelers during the busy summer season and bottlenecks for a desperate tourism industry. Government data showed a seven-hour wait for the Fort Francis, Ontario and International Falls, Minnesota crossing, several other crossings in Ontario and New Brunswick between the states of New York and Maine had waits of 3 hours. Canada barred all leisure travel from the United States in March 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But as of Monday, fully vaccinated Americans are able to enter the country. International travelers who are fully vaccinated will be allowed to enter in early September. Greece's prime minister apologized on Monday for failures in tackling the devastating wildfires that have burned across the country the past week. Many parts of Greece are burning for a seventh day. The biggest blaze is on Evia, the second biggest Greek island located just off the mainland east of Athens. More than 500 fires have been burning across Greece, forcing the evacuation of dozens of villages and thousands of people, and there has been growing public anger at delays and breakdowns in the government's response. The prime minister went on television late on Monday to make an apology and promised that mistakes would be identified and rectified, but called for unity. The fires broke out last week during Greece's worst heat wave in 3 decades, with searing temperatures and dry heat causing tinderbox conditions. It comes as the United Nations panel on climate change told the world on Monday global warming is dangerously close to being out of control and that humans were to blame. The report from the scientists warns that already greenhouse gas levels in the atmosphere are high enough to guarantee climate disruption for decades, if not centuries, meaning the deadly heat waves, monster hurricanes, and other weather extremes already happening will only become more severe. Monday alone saw 500,000 acres of forest burning in California, while in Venice, tourists wade through ankle-deep water in St. Mark's Square. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres describes the report as a, quote, code red for humanity. In 3 months, a United Nations climate conference in Glasgow, Scotland, will try to get much more ambitious climate action out of the nations of the world and the money to go with it. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.